The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus exclaimed, I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus praises God for revealing his hidden mysteries, his hidden plan to the childlike. And I think St. Kateri de Kakwitha is a great example of how she received that revelation. She was born in an Indian village. Her father was the chief of the Mohawk village. But at age 4, a smallpox, you know, hit the village and many people died, including her parents. And the smallpox left her with a scarred face, and her sight was impacted. She couldn't see well. That's the name Tekakwitha. In the Mohawk language, it means the one who gropes for her way. But at an early age, her mom was Christian, and she used to tell her stories about Jesus and Mary and Joseph. And Kateri grew up with those stories and had a desire to become a Christian. Although her village, her uncle who became the new chief, was totally against Christianity because some of their opposing tribes were becoming Christian, accepting Christianity. But she insisted until one time as a teenager, when missionaries were allowed to come back to her village, she was baptized. And she had this, you know, desire, this strong will to spend time in prayer. She used to run away from the village out to the forest just to be in communion with God in prayer. When she became a teenager in her middle years, it was customary that she should get married. But she refused to. She felt that she already has Jesus as her spouse. And her family, especially her uncle, kept pressuring her. Finally, she escaped and walked 200 miles to get to another village where Christians were more welcomed and missionaries were present there. At age 20, she received her first communion, and at age 24, she died. And people say that at her deathbed, the scars, the pot marks from the smallpox disappeared, and her face, you know, shone radiant as never she had never had smallpox. But people were very drawn to her, to be around her just when she prayed, to feel that presence of peace and that spirit being present with her. Despite her challenges, Kateri trusted in God. That's the childlike quality that Jesus is talking about. It's not a matter of age. Moses, who was much more older, he had that same childlike quality. God's plan was revealed to him because he accepted to be God's messenger and go talk to Pharaoh about freeing his people. He knew he couldn't do it. But God made a promise to Moses, I will be with you. And God keeps his promises. He kept it throughout the centuries. He kept it with St. Kateri as he promised her that he will take care of her. And God makes that promise to each one of us. It's not what we can do, but it's what God can do in us. And today, Jesus reminding us to have that childlike quality of trusting God, trusting his plan, so we can know his plan that's revealed for the world, and we can be an agent of making that plan take place.